USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is going into the details regarding a new executive order on police reforms.
I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities.
The president, hosting an event at the Rose Garden, also says he feels sorry for the victims of police violence and their families.
To all of the hurting families, I want you to know that all Americans mourn by your side. Your loved ones will not have died in vain.
Retail sales increased 18% in May, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The news comes as states begin to slowly and safely reopen their economy. Now, economists had predicted sales would rise by 7.4%. Investors on Wall Street happy with that news as the Dow closed up 527 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Despite some media reports that everything is fine within the so-called Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle, Washington, both business owners and residents report being afraid. The six-area block where protesters and homeless have made a camp, businesses are having difficulty getting trucks and other vehicles through the makeshift barricades. Ron Munson is a business owner and also represents other business owners. He tells Fox News,
"They're scared. And they're worried, they're afraid to open their businesses. Property owners are afraid to step forward and speak out."
Justices Clarence Thomas and Brett Kavanaugh are criticizing their colleagues on the Supreme Court for a failure to consider any cases regarding the Second Amendment over the last decade, while welcoming several others examining various social issues during the same time. The last major rulings by the Supreme Court on gun cases were D.C. versus Heller and McDonald versus Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In the weeks since George Floyd's death, there's been a renewed effort to remove Confederate figures from military bases and other Pentagon assets. A Republican-led Senate panel last Thursday approved of a plan by Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt reminds everyone,
"If you put a statue in here in 1880, it's very likely that somebody has come along since 1880 that is more significant than one of the two people you chose."
Meanwhile, wanting to take down statues of Churchill in London are misguided, according to historian Craig Shirley.
In London, vandals went after the statue of Winston Churchill, who, along with Franklin Roosevelt, led the fight against the greatest racist, the greatest bigot, the greatest hater in the history of humanity, Adolf Hitler. Why would you go after a statue of Winston Churchill?
Atlanta Democratic Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says the shooting of Rayshard Brooks in a Wendy's parking lot last week is so personal to people of color.
"That could have been any one of us. It could have been any one of our kids or brothers. And in this case, it was. It was someone's father. And it breaks my heart."
The mayor speaking there on NBC's Today Show. Now, Brooks was passed out in a Wendy's drive-thru and did fail a sobriety test and steal a taser from an officer before being shot. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.